How are you doing today?
Hi, Josh. Yeah, did I get the time wrong somehow, or
No,
did
that's perfectly fine. I was just about to call you. I just reached work
I?
and called you.
Yeah, no problem. I just wondered if I began to wonder, 8 o'clock your time. I'm sorry, 10 o'clock my time would be 12 your time. Anyway, I think we got it right. I'm not sure.
Perfect.
So you ready to get to
And
work?
you have. Yep. Let me just pull up the draft. And you're going to be going for tennis now, or you've been there
No, no, no.
and you're back?
I did that yesterday and tomorrow, Wednesday. I don't have it, but that's
Okay.
in. It depends where I am. In Idaho, it's Tuesday and Thursday. In Fresno, where I live most of the time, it's on Wednesday and Thursday. So it just depends. Yeah,
Perfect.
I'm old, so I got to stay active. So.
A person who keeps on writing is never old.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel old. I ski, I play tennis, I write, I sing with the local opera group.
Oh,
So
sounds great.
pretty active guy. I'm 81.
Perfect. Oh, you seem very young.
Well,
That's
yeah, if
really
you
good
saw
age.
me, you'd think I was 60 or 55.
But that is really good, and that surely is the key for your fitness.
Yeah, just keep acting busy, it's fun. So,
Yep, I have the draft in front of me. You went through the changes.
okay. Yeah, I got it. Let me just get rid of, I got to take this out. I was just doing today's word,
Sure.
and I got my first draft, so I got to move it up to the top. Here we go. Now, let's start with the introduction.
I am here.
So, as I understand it, by the way, they misspelled my name. That's the first mistake. And I've got the copy we share, I mean, the copy that you sent me that your people have worked with. And next to that, on my left, I have my original. I made changes only in the original. So you can view both at the same time. It might be easiest for you to understand what I'm saying if you have both of them up.
Sure, let me check on that shared draft. Just need a minute.
Yeah, at least when we get to the limericks.
Okay, I have this in front of me. Let me open up the chat file as well. Okay, I have both the files in front of me.
All right, so right now let's look at the file that you sent, the one that has been edited in terms of the spatial things. The very first page, my name is misspelled.
Let me have this corrected.
So it should be Marshall with two L's, middle initial S, Lamb, comma, MD.
Okay, just one quick minute.
Yeah. Will you be making these changes as we talk?
Yep, I'm making these changes as we talk, and I'm going to share them with the team. All right?
And
Just need a minute.
will I be seeing them?
No, you won't be able to see them because I'm making them on the file that I personally have on my end. Because that file
Okay.
is not like an online file, and I'm making the changes on Microsoft Word.
Okay, so when we're finished, you'll email it to me.
Yep, I'm going to send you the email. I'm going to
When
email
we're
you the
done.
file. Yep, and that wouldn't be the final file because that's just the file that we're making the
No.
changes on. I'm going to share the
No.
file with my team as well so that they can further polish it,
Yes.
and I'll share the updated one with you as well.
Sounds good. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Sure, just one quick second. Just allow me one more minute. Thank you for staying on the line. Yep, the name has been corrected, Marshall. We can proceed forward.
Okay, so the other thing, we have to decide whether we're going to refer to these as book one or volume one.
That, I that think you like to what suits best for you? I think we can go with either of the name.
Yeah, I don't know. Since we're planning 8 volumes, assuming we're successful, I'd like you to discuss that with your team.
Perfect. I will check with them, and I'm going to let you know as well with what we finalize, and we're going to reach out to a mutual discussion on that.
Very good. Okay, so now let's get into the body of the introduction. Paragraph 6, we'll have to count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe it's line 6. Okay, paragraph 6. Line 6. Maybe I didn't count my paragraphs right. 1, 2, 3, 4 on the first page. And 5, 6. Line 6. The word mild. Mildly, maybe I didn't get the right paragraph.
Can you just spell out that whole? Can you just read out that line? I'll search it right away.
Yeah, sorry. The word I'm trying to change is mildly. Find the word mildly.
Okay, sure. Just one quick second. I am unable to locate that. Let me just check one more second. Are you reading the file that I shared from my end, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And can you just let me know what the page number would be?
Well, let's see. I wrote it down as paragraph number. Okay. Well, in there, let's see.
Can you just read out the line? Can you read out the whole line?
I'm trying to find it. Okay, let me just go through. I wrote down paragraph 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, okay. It's in here. Paragraph 6. And it's line 6. This will get faster. Don't worry. There it is. Okay. I got it. They are usually outrageous, connecting together thoughts and phrases that are unusual, often unexpected, which when juxtaposed prove to be mild to outrageously funny.
Okay. Prove to be, and you want to change the word mild to mildly.
Well, either mildly or marginally, whichever you think is better.
Okay. Let me have this updated.
Maybe marginally.
Marginally updated.
All right. And then up in the top of that same paragraph, there's some blue underlining. I don't know why. Let's see what it says. I think it wants us to put hyphens in there. I don't know. That's when you tap on it. That's what it wants. But
okay.
I don't know that we need to.
Yep, that would be the hyphen, and I've corrected that. Between second and the third lines, I've corrected that.
All right. Just say go when you're ready to go to the next one.
Yep, I'm ready.
I know you're done.
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go back up again to paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a red line under one of the names. And the reason is the red line is that there's no E at the end of that name. It should be ended in N.
Okay. Can you come again? Which is it in the same paragraph?
No, I went up. Sorry. Just above the word introduction in bold, there's a list of people I'm thanking.
Yep, I can see that.
The penultimate one is Tony Chacona, but there's no E.
Okay, it's just going to end on N, right?
Right.
Perfect. Corrected that.
All right. Now, there's some, if you look at the bottom, going back down again, from the word introduction, word limericks, lammericks, on the second page, paragraph 2 and 3 have some underlines. I think we can probably ignore those unless you want to put flammericks in quotes. I don't know.
Yep, that can be ignored since this is a file where we have turned on the track changes option. So basically the track changes option is to make sure that you're able to view all the changes that we have done. So you can ignore all the underline right now, and whenever you receive the final file, that is going to be error-free. So it's all good.
Right.
There's no mistake.
Okay, but the question I'm asking also is, should we put, since these are word of limericks, flammericks is kind of like a subtitle playing on my name. Should we put that in quotes or not?
We can do it either way. I think quotes would suit better instead of the bracket thingy.
I think so, yeah. So wherever flammeric is used, if we can put it in quotes, that would be great. Except in the title, of course. All right, moving down now. Paragraph 8, line 4. I'm sorry, maybe I should have done it a little differently, but...
No,
one,
that's
two,
completely
three,
fine. Can you just read
four,
out the line as well? That
five, yeah, six, seven, eight. I got to find it myself. This is the hardest part. The limericks would be easy. Paragraph 8, line 4, there's a word in there that I want to change. So let me see. Line 1, 2, 3, 4. No, I'm not hitting it. Let me count them again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and this 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Word to word of word to word. I'm not finding it. Oh, shit. All right, well, let me put a question mark on that.
Can you just read out 1 to 2 lines so that I can search it easily?
Yeah, my problem is that I'm not finding it either. But what I said in my note is the word word. Can you find the word word in paragraph 8?
Okay, just give me a second. And can you read out the next line or the whole line so that I can search it easily?
Yeah, no, I'm afraid I didn't do it that way. I wrote just the stuff I wanted to change. I didn't realize I'd have problems finding it.
No worries. Can you just let me know what the paragraph number
is? Yeah, paragraph, I said paragraph 8.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
And I counted them. One. Oh, wait a minute. I know my problem. I'm counting the paragraphs in the acknowledgments. I am sorry. Let me start again.
Sure.
So I'm going to start at the, all right. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. I got the right paragraph. In paragraph 7, you can see flammericks and parentheses underlined in red, but you want to put a quote marks around those every time it says flammericks.
Okay,
right.
So I will have this noted. So wherever we see the word flammeric, that should be in quotation instead of brackets.
All right. Now, I got paragraph 8. I was counting paragraphs from the acknowledgement, so that's my difficulty. Mm-hmm. So on paragraph 8, line 4, there's the word word, and it's capitalized.
Okay.
It's set and starts with unrelated limericks of the same word I don't know why it's capitalized. But maybe that should be Wordle word. I think if you make it Wordle word, it'll be clearer.
Sure. Unrelated limericks of the same Wordle word, right?
Yeah.
Wordle word will be separated. So the line reads as, unrelated limericks of the same Wordle word will be separated by numbers
right.
in a bracket like 1, 2, 3, and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, that Perfect. Makes that, yeah, and then you can leave the capital, but the word would not be capitalized.
Perfect. That is correct.
All right. Now I'm on track. Paragraph 10, there's two paragraphs below it.
Uh-huh.
And it starts with the first Wordle word cigar. You got that?
Yep, found it.
End of paragraph. Oh, here's where I need to change. Let me see something here. Yeah, paragraph. At the end of this paragraph, let me get this right.
Uh-huh.
Our end of paragraph statistics. All right. That's not right location. You see where, okay, where I have, okay, so all the games launched to me. English Knife Riddle World will be offered on October 20th. Okay. Let me just go through this, see if it's the right place. Okay. Let's go back. Okay, here we are. Start at the bottom. Where my name is.
Uh-huh.
And go up to the second paragraph above that.
Okay.
As of the time of writing this introduction, I want to change it, okay? I managed to close the gap and now write at least one limerick for each word daily. I would like to change that to 1 to 5 limericks each word daily.
Give me 1 second. Okay, as I started composing word limericks, would that be the one?
No. 1, 2. Let's read it. As I started composing word limericks on number 470, I was forced to go back and write at least one limerick for the preceding 469 Wordle words retroactively.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to close the gap and now write at least one. Write at least one limerick to write 1 to 5 limericks for each Wordle word daily.
Okay, so instead of 1, we're going to change that to 1 to 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is going to read as
get rid of at least. Get rid of at least. So after the word write, get rid of at least one limerick and then substitute 1 to 5 limericks.
Perfect.
For each
so
word daily.
I managed to close the gap and now write 1 to 5 limericks for each word daily, correct?
Perfect.
Corrected.
Now, after the word daily, there's a period, and everything after that, get rid of. I'm going to give you a substitution, which now has accurate numbers in it
mm-hmm.
and is more meaningful. So you can Perfect. Delete all of that. And when you've deleted it, I will read to you what to change it to. So we're all within one paragraph. Don't delete anything in the following paragraph.
Yep, so I've deleted the part where it says, as of the time of writing this introduction till 1 to 5 word. So I really
yes, perfect.
Did everything and after
now, right, I'm going to read to you now what you're going to substitute for it.
Sure.
This first edition employs Wordle capital, word, number, sign, zero, hyphen, 400. And Wordle words, I think I would make it. So it should read, this first edition employs Wordle words, number sign, zero, hyphen, 400. When you got that, let me know and we'll move on.
Yep,
same
I
sentence.
Am here. I'm with you.
Right, for which I have written 603 limericks.
Perfect.
All right, now I don't know. I'm going to run this by you. Do you think I should include for an average of 1.5 limericks per word or just don't need that?
I don't think that would be required. Let's
no,
just keep it to the point.
Right. All right, next sentence.
Mm-hmm.
The second edition will employ Wordle, with a capital, words, number, 401 to 800. And we'll discuss this when I'm finished with the sentence. With a total, for a total of 995 limericks.
Okay, just 1 second. Update that. Okay, now can you read that whole line again so that we make sure that we're on the same page, starting from the first edition employs Wordle words 0 to 400?
The first edition employs Wordle words number sign 0 hyphen 400, for which I have written 603 limericks, period. The second edition will employ Wordle, capital, words number sign 401 hyphen 800 for a total of 995 limericks.
Perfect.
And let's go on. In all, I have written 1,598 limericks for the first 801, it is the number 801, but they use a zero. For the first 801 Wordle words represented in volumes 1 and 2. Does that make sense to you?
Yep, absolutely. And the total count was 1983, right? In all, I have written 1983.
No, 1598.
1598. Okay, so I'm
going to reread
that
last paragraph. Yeah. In all, I have written 1,598 limericks for the first 801 Wordle words represented in volumes 1 and 2.
Perfect.
Now, let's discuss this a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You need to look at, just kind of get a skim view of my second 400 words. There are more limericks. So when you calculate the average number of limericks per day with volume 1, it's
mm-hmm.
1.5. If you do the same for volume 2, it's 2.5. So there are more limericks, and there are more, and probably more, somewhat more elaborate footnotes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a bigger volume. The question then, before we print these numbers, is it going to fit into those 300 maximum pages. Somebody's got to look at that before we print these numbers.
Yep, I am going to have a word with the team as well to share the estimated count on the second volume. But either way, if we exceed a bit of the page count as well, I think that still would be a bit justifiable, because I personally would suggest that if we go forward with having the first volume equal, for example, if the first volume has 300 pages and the second volume has 400 pages, I think that still would make a good sense, because if we go ahead with 350 pages each, then because I don't want
to go ahead with 350. I think 400 is the right number. My only question, since there's going to be more words in the second volume, whether we can get them into the maximum number of pages allowed. And somebody needs to look at that before we print these numbers.
Sure. I am going to discuss this with the team as well, and I'm going to just give them a go-ahead. I'm going to share the remaining 400 with them as well, just to give them an idea, just to get an idea what the page count would look like, and I'll update you on that.
And make sure they review the footnotes, because they could be a little more of those too. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So now, let's go on to the same place, paragraph 12. Which I guess is the last paragraph. We need to change that too, because the numbers in there are a little screwy. So they're actually wrong. So let's read it together. I hope, because I have to add something at the end.
Sure.
I hope you will enjoy reading my limericks. You have that last paragraph?
Yep, I hope you will enjoy reading my limericks
as much as I enjoy creating them. I hope they will open up a novel, or novel meaning new, way for you to savor this poetic form based on a specific word and not restricted to obscenity. Try reading them out loud with family and friends to enhance your appreciation of them. I don't know if we need of them, but it's there. As I plan to continue writing these little poems until October of 2027, that's explained above, it is apparent all of them will not fit in a single volume. I have chosen to place. Now, we need to change that. Oh, yeah, that is the right number of limericks. Hold on a minute. Let me check my statistics.
Sure.
No, that's wrong. Change that number 1129. I don't know how I got that number, but I keep getting 660 in the first edition. So that number should be changed. 1129 should be changed to 603.
Okay,
and then
I have chosen to play 603 limericks, right?
No. Yes. And based on the first, now number 660 has to change. That was at the time I wrote it. That number should be changed to either 400. I've chosen to. In this first edition, that number has to be 400 or 401, depending upon whether we should pay attention to the first one being zero. So really it's 401 word of words in this first edition, into this first edition. Got it? Josh, you there? Uh-oh. Hello? Damn. Hello?